It's Monday morning. We woke up to a very gloomy day in Los Angeles, but Courtney and I are on our way to Crossroads. This is Why Did I Keep This on the Road. So Jackie, how are you feeling?
I woke up today and everything that I thought I wanted to get rid of, I was like, well, why does somebody else want it? Don't I want it? And I had this like real, like, well, that purse is so great, everyone's going to buy it, but wait, I want to buy it. And then had this like reverse, like sort of feeling of the feelings that I've been feeling, which are like, I need to get rid of all this stuff so I can, you know, free up some space, have a little bit less squish in my closet. It's not even about replacing the things, honestly. Like, I don't need another black dress. It's more like these black dresses don't really fit nicely. I'm not wearing them. I need to make the space. But honestly, this morning I woke up and I was like, I need all of these black dresses. Courtney, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little vulnerable, you know, to be honest. I think that that's kind of common for me. But lately, this has been a very, doing consignment has been a very, like, I don't want to say isolated, but it's something I do alone. And now I'm bringing a friend along, and it's like, you know, you're
on. And a full podcast audience.
And a full podcast audience, you know, and I'm not going to lie, I have kind of low expectations for this sell for me. I feel like when it comes to selling, it's sort of like an every other time I go, I do a good job. And I feel like the last time I went, I sold a lot of things. So I feel like this time I'm just not, I don't think it's going to work out this time. I'm feeling nervous. We're literally taking our things that we think are good and that we like for somebody else to judge, you know? So I'm feeling a little vulnerable, but I'm excited. I need to get rid of stuff. And like you said, I don't necessarily need to replace anything. This is all just excess stuff that I've accumulated. So I hope I can get rid of it, but I also, I hope I make a little bit of money. I don't know. I'm going to keep my expectations low. I'm going to expect very little. And then that way, if I'm wrong, I can be delightfully surprised. And if I'm right, that all of my stuff is garbage and ugly and unfashionable, that I knew that. I knew that. No one can hurt me. No, only I can hurt me.
Should we reveal that I made you try on 5 dresses this morning and that you are now taking 2 of those suckers home with you?
Yeah. Look, the last time we talked, I said that I was in need of a little black dress, and I view that as me. I'm helping you a little bit, and they were all very good. It was hard for me to turn any of them down, but 2 of them in particular are absolutely stunning. Jackie, you have phenomenal taste. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad those dresses went to a really nice home, and I didn't accept $5 for them, because they are beautiful dresses. They just are a little snug, you know? Not as flattering as they once were.
And look, I'll wear them around you so that you still get to experience them, mm-hmm. Right?
Thank you for that. Yes. Okay. Let's, are we recording still?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let's get ourselves together. Let's pack the cars and then let's head over to our first stop. I think we're going to maybe hit up a couple.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's go.
So we are on the road and our plan is going to be a little bit different than what we had planned out originally. We're going to stick to some crossroads, some stores that are actually close to where Jackie is. Look, I had to come over and try on those black dresses, all right? But first we're going to stop for some fuel, and we've decided that we just hope we make enough money from our sales to cover the fuel costs of this trip. And in this economy, we'll see how that goes.
So
We got our names onto the wait list. We are, I believe, 9th and 10th in line. Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of a wait. We gave them our phone number. They're going to send us a text. It is currently 10:52. I think would you say we put ourselves on the list maybe 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
About 10 minutes ago. It's been about 10 minutes. So we walked down the street to Lodge Bread and got ourselves a little snack, a little second breakfast.
And some iced tea. And I think that this is just a happy accident because waiting in a parking lot to sell your clothes just feels a little boring.
It does. It does. Normally, here's the thing. Normally, I walk around. I walk around the store and then I find things that I just have to have. You know, and the number of times I think I've purchased something and it turns out I don't wear it is a little too much. It's a little too much.
Yeah, I try really hard not to do shopping while I'm selling because also I'm looking for very specific things in my life these days and I can't be swayed by a cute little sweater, you know?
That is some really good self-restraint. I'm jealous. I definitely get distracted easily. And I was a little sad when you were like, come on, let's go. Because I saw all these shelves and all these racks of clothes, and I was like, oh, but I need to go look at them. But I'm trying to sell. So thank you.
We can always go back and look while we're being judged, you know? Like, there's plenty of time for that.
That's true. I haven't decided if I want to hang out by the person judging me. I don't know.
You think it'll be more fun?
Yeah, because I want them to be like, this is shit. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I said, I'm feeling vulnerable, but this is for science, you know. We're real journalists right now. We're journalists out in the field.
This is the most like a true crime podcast that it's ever been, and like we have a little travel mic. It is the greatest.
Okay, let's eat some food. So it is currently 12:39 p.m. We're back at the crossroads. We are definitely up on the list. I think we're numbers 4 and 5 right now, but it's been about an hour. It's been an hour. Jackie, how you feeling?
I honestly thought that we'd come here and just walk in and like they'd look through our stuff. I kind of didn't expect at all a waiting list, and I remember actually when I did this, I've only done this once before, but there was a wait, and I don't know why it didn't occur to me that there might be a wait.
Well, I do this a lot, and I feel like a Monday at 11 a.m. isn't the most popular time, and I was kind of thinking because we were doing this on the west side where there are more like companies and offices that it was actually going to be, you know, a little bit slower than on the east side where it's more a lot of creatives, you know, a lot of people without 9-to-5s.
Yeah, that's the LA problem. You can't really like bank on a Monday afternoon being chill because most people don't work.
Yeah, most people aren't in offices.
Yeah.
For, I mean, you know,
work.
A lot
people
of
work.
Reasons.
Creatives
people
work. Creativity is work. But.
Creativity is work. But yeah, we are we're definitely playing the waiting game. A lot of people with a lot of big,
huge bags,
multiple like garbage bags filled with things.
Lots of the blue IKEA bags are being enlisted in this event.
Yeah, I may or may not have looked around and found some things that I'm going to leave with. I know I said I was getting rid of things, but I am getting rid of things. So I'm gonna bet on myself. I'm betting on myself right now that I'm gonna sell some things because I need to pay for these things that I picked out.
Here's the thing that I am shocked by. We found a Brooklinen cloth tote bag selling for $15. Now I have that very same Brooklinen cloth tote bag from this one time where I bought towels and they sent it to me for free.
I was going to ask if it was like a free thing that was included.
Yeah, I don't buy, like, I'm not spending $20 on a Brooklinen tote that says Brooklinen all over it. I could care less. I love a reusable bag, don't get me wrong, but like, I'm full up. Like, I'm not buying new ones.
I don't think I've ever, it's not even like one of those tote bags that has like the nice bottoms.
No.
You know, it's just a two-dimensional, like one of those flat.
It's fine.
Free tote bag. It's a good tote bag, I
Absolutely
guess.
Absolutely consider driving home to get it, to sell it.
I mean, you probably have time. Like, I can hang out here and I can stall because I'm on the list before you. So I can, like, ask a lot of questions.
I don't know if it's worth it. It's only $6. I think I'll add it to the next. I'll add it to my next round.
Yeah, add it to your next round. It's going to be hilarious when they don't buy it, though. Like, I wonder if whoever bought that as, like, a buyer at Crossroads, I wonder if they had, like, a stern talking to. Because that really seems...
Wild.
And it's listed for $15. Did we mention that?
No, I wonder... I'm going to look it up online right now.
Yeah, maybe Brooklyn, and, like, you can buy it. But that... Everything about that screams, like, free gift. Because you just spent a bunch of money at Brooklyn. And so, some interesting things were definitely in there. Jackie also found... I found a Madewell bag. I got distracted and found, like, a small Madewell purse. It's a brown leather purse with, like, a multicolor stripe on it. It's kind of a Claire V dupe. And Jackie, you are currently selling the same purse, but in black.
Oh my God, guys.
Okay, hold on.
The Brooklyn and Tote in question.
Yes.
That I would never in my wildest dreams have thought to sell is selling on the Brooklyn and website for
$25. $25 for a tote bag.
But...
That just says Brooklinen all over it.
I'm 100% sure that when I bought some hand towels on a sale, and I'm 100% sure that they sent them to me.
No, Jackie, I'm 100% sure also. I know you, and I know you would not spend $25 on a tote bag. That was a free gift. That was definitely a free gift. I'm wondering if they just had a bunch and were like, oh, shoot.
I've been given other free gifts, tote bag-wise, that I'm now wondering if I can sell for money.
I mean, look... I always bring so much stuff, and it's not because I necessarily think the stuff is good. It's because I've done this enough to know that sometimes they buy wild things.
Right.
Sometimes...
I just opened the windows more because it's getting
hot. It is getting toasty. Your car says it's 87 degrees out right now. So we started with some overcast, and it's warming up. That's LA for you.
Yeah, we had to open the windows all the way, so it might be a little bit more noisy, but this is an in-the-field podcast, so...
We're in the field. We're getting real. We're getting gritty. You know, we're not...
It's almost like a stakeout. We're waiting for our turn, though, not for a crime.
Yeah, yeah. We're waiting to be summoned, so, you know, there are a lot of people in here. I'm kind of wondering what they're feeling and what they're thinking.
I like this woman in front of us. She's wearing a great... neon shirt.
It's really good. It is very good. I like her shorts, too. The thing I found were shorts. To be fair, I did tell Michael the other day. I was like, I think I want a new pair of shorts. Because I only have one pair of jean shorts. And I wear them regularly. And living in LA, jean shorts are kind of a thing that you wear.
People are leaving the shop. Maybe they just did their sales. Maybe it's our turn sooner than we thought.
Yeah, a whole family just left the shop. It's kind of cute. And I would never consider bringing my family... to Crossroads.
It's an errand, you know.
That's true. Yeah, people are out running errands. Bring the fam, make it a whole thing.
Security here, I guess, because they have cash to pay people.
Yeah, people are probably leaving with cash. I wonder if people try and steal things a lot, which is wild, because it is, as a shopper, this is a great experience. Like, they have good brands for very affordable prices. So, selling is one beast. I feel like selling is hit or miss, but for me, when it comes to buying at a place like this, it's almost always hit, which is dangerous. Jackie, I'm proud of you for not looking at anything.
I looked.
You did look. We found some cute things.
We did, yeah. I'm not on the market.
I envy your self-restraint. Okay, so it is 1:45 p.m. We are on the road after leaving Crossroads number 1. It was quite an experience. You know, we got there about 2 hours ago, and Jackie and I were both able to sell some things, which was exciting. It was a little surprising, however. Some things sold that I don't think either of us were necessarily expecting to sell, and there were a couple things that didn't get picked up that probably should have. I personally had a great experience with my buyer, but yeah, Jackie, I think you maybe your person was in training. I'm not I'm not totally sure what was going on. They didn't seem very confident in selling, which, to be fair, if I had this person's job, I would also not feel very confident. But Jackie, tell me your thoughts. How was this experience for you?
So the dude that helped me was super nice, but he was obviously very uncomfortable that I, like, wanted to watch him go through my stuff.
Yeah.
And also, he kept picking things up and being like, this is, like, really worn. And I can assure you that the things that he said that about have been worn, like, 2 times and have no markings on them. So he's just, like, I think maybe he's never seen suede before. I'm not sure. But he, you know, had a lot of, like, questions for the girl that Courtney saw. And then he didn't know a lot of the brands. Like, one pair of shoes he priced at $18. And I was like, whoa, those are, like, basically new $300 boots. And he was like, $300? What is this brand? And then he had to look it up online. And then he's like, oh, yeah, these are $300. And then he upped.
Yes. Jackie did something I've literally never seen happen before at a consignment place. It was honestly amazing. You got this guy to increase the value of 2 of your items. Yeah. That was outstanding. That was like my heart was pumping while you were doing that. I was like, oh my god, you showed some backbone, and I'm proud of you, and I love that for you. But I think you did the right thing.
I mean, our listeners know that the reason why I'm doing this big day is that I'm like, I lost the high of Poshmark. Like, I was having so much fun selling things, and now it's taking too long. And so I want actual closet space and, you know, to actually sell this stuff. So I've saved a lot of, like, the things that I could sell on the real that are actual brand name, like, designer brand names. And then I'm trying to get rid of things that are, like, J. Crew, Club Monaco, a couple Zara things. Yeah. And like, for instance, that's a great example. Mm-hmm. I have this really cute Natalie Martin cover-up for Swim that I actually got at a sample sale for $5. But it actually is worth, or was sold originally, probably for, like, upwards of $100. And the man was like, put it in the no pile. And the woman who Courtney saw walked past and saw the label and was like, dude, you got to take this. And put it in the yes pile and is now selling it for $24. And obviously I got, like, I don't know, I got my money back, essentially. But even so, like, the dude I saw, he just didn't see my stuff for what it was.
Yeah, that's frustrating. That's really frustrating. And that is why I often take my stuff to more than one place in a day. Like, that's I'm lucky in that I live closer to the east side one, so it's easy for me to get from the Silver Lake to the Los Feliz store. But, you know, there it turns out there are actually a ton of consignment places over here on the west side. But, you know, I think it wasn't so bad, but it also, your guy took a frustratingly long amount of time.
He was like a puppy getting distracted.
Yeah, he was getting distracted a little bit.
Eyes here, buddy.
But yeah, it was, I think
for the record, he was lovely, and I'm just being sassy for comedy, but I do think that he didn't know the brands that I was presenting. He also said a lot of it was summery. It is not summery. You couldn't wear that in the summer.
Yeah. Like, stuff especially like LA summer. Like, are you new
winter
here?
It's definitely winter clothes. Like a heavy satin or like a puffy, like quilted fabric. I'm like, that's not summer. It's just light colored.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, we're going to try a few more spots. And we'll see if we can get someone with a different opinion. Oh, another thing that happened is there was, like, a changing of the guards during your sale.
The girl that I was with at the beginning, awesome, was so into it. Was happy to have me watch and, like, chat to her about it. Because she said, I'm not taking suits. And I said, oh, well, these 5 things are actually part of a suit, so don't even worry about it. Like, we had a great conversation. And then the guy came, and I hated him.
Yeah, that was weird. And it was kind of interesting because she had picked out some things, and then when it came time to, like, price them, he was just kind of, like, staring at them. He didn't understand what was going on. So that was just, it was a weird experience, but hopefully this next experience is different. I expect to sell 0 more things because I think everything that I felt good about selling maybe...
How much did you make?
Went. 87 in trade. Sorry, 77 in trade.
And then you traded.
And then I traded. Oopsies. I got some cute stuff. But what's important is I got rid of more things than I sold.
Yeah, but this is sort of like, have you ever heard that? It's like a joke that old, like, that dads tell that, like, you know, this kid had a dollar and then somebody offered him three quarters and he was like, yes, I would love three things. And he, like, goes and he's like, I got three things for the price of one.
Look, Jackie, I don't need these tales of morality right now. I just want my cute clothes.
It's like if you give me, if you had a dollar, I could probably offer you like 20 shiny pennies.
Okay, so here's the thing though. Here's the thing. I buy clothes. I buy clothes. So I can either, like, you know, I can come back later and buy those things with actual cash, or I can buy them
with other things. With, it's a real trade.
With other things.
Like, I actually love, I'm just being hard on you because you said you didn't want to buy anything.
That's fair. I deserve this.
But you actually bought some really cute things.
I'm excited. I did. I bought a pair of shorts. I said a few days ago out loud that I needed another pair of shorts, and I was hoping for a high-waisted pair, and these fit perfectly, and they're a good brand, and they are well-made, and they're going to last me a long time. Like, it's been, the last time I bought jean shorts, I wasn't even living in LA yet. So it's been over 5 years. So, you know, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's better than fine.
It's better than fine. Jackie, let's find some parking.
I was just teasing you, but you did a great job.
Thank you.
And also, we're driving down Abbot Kinney now, which is
very fashionable.
A fashion-y street in Venice, because we're on our way to Santa Monica. And there's so many sales.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay focused at the task on hand. At hand? On hand. At hand. Look. We're going to stay focused. We're going to stay focused. I do see a salt and straw.
Should we get ice cream?
We might end up getting ice cream. We'll report back. Okay, so it is 2:34 p.m. We made it to the crossroads in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And I took my bag in, my leftovers from the last crossroads, and had zero success. They didn't buy a single thing for me. We're currently standing outside,
yeah,
looking in through the window as they go through Jackie's things. Jackie, how are you feeling?
They're not taking anything. So, I'm less great.
I'm a little demoralized, not gonna lie. Like, even though I went in expecting them not to get anything, because it's just another crossroads, you know, it's the same day.
Same day, new day, new it's, crossroads.
This is definitely, this crossroads,
she, it feels, like, looks busier. So serious, and she's, like, really hating everything she's touching.
She's, she's not giving a whole lot of expression on anything. She's looking, she is doing a thorough job. She's looking at everything. She's kind of dancing.
Yeah, she's dancing.
So,
she just, like, was like, maybe. She's maybe. She's thinking. She's thinking.
Oh, it got folded. Nope. Yeah. So, let's, wow, that was fast.
That's pajamas. I don't even
that's
know.
That's pajamas. Oh, that. You put pajamas in there. Where are they from? They're cute. They're pink.
Yeah, they're from the Gap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they,
no go.
They mentioned a few brands, you know, that they said they weren't interested in buying, which
that
hurts.
Zara dress is so pretty. I don't know why nobody wants it.
Is that the Zara dress right there? Wow. Wow. Okay, so, yeah. I think we're striking out.
Yeah. Do you think that we'll go to another, like, a separate place?
I want to try Buffalo Exchange. I feel like Buffalo Exchange buys things that aren't necessarily in season. They're a little funkier. I think it's worth trying because we've tried the same store just in two different locations. So
we should go to the East stores.
You think we should go East Side? Maybe we go Central.
Okay.
Like, if you feel like driving, we don't have to stay on the West Side. We can mix it up a bit.
Let's
go
to Buffalo Exchange next.
Okay, we're going to go to Buffalo Exchange, and maybe there will be a meal in between. I don't know. This is demoralizing, and I feel like the only thing that make it better is a little snack.
Tacos.
Tacos. Okay, so Jackie actually made out decently, sold three more items at this new crossroads. So not a complete waste of our time. I mean, none of this is a waste of our time, because this is, again, for science.
For science. But I feel happy that I sold three more things, but I am sort of surprised that they're not taking any, like, formal wear, like any dresses, any suiting, any, like, workwear because everything is so casual, but when I'm shopping, the things that I find most daunting to buy are formal wear and
sacks. Exactly. The things there that are most, the things that I'm going to look for on a like on sale or, you know, a discount or with a coupon or something. Those are the things I'm looking for. Like if I need to buy a silk shirt for an interview or something, like I don't want to pay full price for that. I would love to get, you know, a secondhand one or...
Yeah. That's what's really surprising to me is, like, there's so many sweatshirts and so many, like, sweatsuits and, like, t-shirts and running shoes and things like that that I was kind of under the impression wouldn't sell because, like, a sweatshirt is a sweatshirt is a sweatshirt, but actually that's what they're selling.
That's what people are buying, I guess.
Anyways.
So, yeah, we're done with Crossroads. We're going to go to one more stop, and it's a Buffalo Exchange. And in my opinion, at least in my experience, Buffalo Exchange is a little bit funkier. I feel like they have a more open mind when it comes to buying things.
They're definitely not going to want the suits and the fancy dresses.
I don't think they're going to want suits or fancy dresses. But then again, most of my experience at selling Buffalo Exchange was in Northern California. So maybe I'm completely wrong, but again... We're doing this for science. Okay, so it's just Courtney. We drove over to where Buffalo Exchange is, and parking was a little tricky, so I jumped out of the car to see what the wait was like, and it's going to be about an hour. So considering that it's 3:00 right now, Jackie and I have not had a proper lunch, we're going to go eat some food and rethink some things. Look, you dedicated today to this. So, I think you should go for it. Okay, so it is 3:53 p.m. Jackie and I finally had lunch. I think the last thing we recorded, I was saying that we were going straight to
Buffalo Exchange.
Oh, right, no, and then I recorded how Buffalo Exchange was a wash. That was, we were too hungry. So we went to Homestay. We got ourselves some snackies. Siri is being bossy. Got ourselves a lunch. I think we're feeling better. We got ourselves some coffee. Mm-hmm. We got ourselves some Tex-Mex. And we got ourselves on the list for an East Side Crossroads. Dear listener, I apologize for bouncing all over the place, but we are ladies who roll with the punches, okay? We adapt. We've been adapting. We had a loose plan. It got away from us. We had some ideas for how today was going to go, and we weren't always right. But we are going to see if we can get to the East Side. It really just depends on traffic. Like I said, it is 3:54, and if you know anything about Los Angeles and getting from one side to the other, you know it is a disaster. This is a little bit stupid. But it's science. It's science. Jackie, how are you feeling after lunch?
Oh, after lunch, I feel like a new human.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, look, if traffic's not too bad, we're already on the list for Crossroads. We're doing this for you, dear listener.
I just don't know if it's worth, like, another Crossroads. But at the same time, like, we went to two and they bought two different things. But they really didn't buy a lot of the same things.
They didn't. They were very different. And over lunch, Jackie and I were discussing how we think the East Side is probably just more our style. I think, you know, West Side is a very different vibe than the East Side, and I think we would have more luck. And we are pretty shocked at the things that they didn't buy, at least of Jackie's. I'm not terribly shocked about my haul, but
there's just like a couple of things that I really believed I'd get, you know, maybe even $10 for. I have this Madewell velvet t-shirt dress, so cute, so easy to wear, and then I have a Madewell little black purse, leather purse, that I thought for sure, because it's like very not used, I for sure thought someone would want it. And then I have another Madewell bag that's like quite sort of lived in, but I thought like I don't know, maybe $5?
It's made well. But the thing, they said J. Crew and Madewell don't do great, which is shocking to me because nary 2 years ago, I feel like they were really buying that up. So are we getting old?
2 years too late.
2 years too late? I mean, I didn't think...
Way to use nary in a sentence.
Hey, thanks. I've been working all day to try and get it in here, and I finally did. But yeah, I'm just, I'm starting to wonder if I'm aging out of Crossroads. And we also sort of discussed, is it worth it? Jackie, you've made about $100 today.
Yeah.
But it's been all day. It's been a lot of driving. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been an easy $100.
To be honest, gas was $60 for the car today. Not that we'd used a full tank, obviously, but I had to fill up my tank. $60. Then lunch, it's just actually the online world, I think, might be the way to go.
I think you might be right. Well, we are going to go make some decisions. We'll be back later. Okay, dear listener, it is 4:27 p.m. Right now, Jackie and I are in her car parked in front of her house. We came back here because this is where my car is. We were, contemplating going to a Crossroads on the east side.
We weren't contemplating. We were quite sure.
We were quite sure it was going to happen. But the reality is it doesn't make sense. It's kind of too big of a risk. That's a big drive in traffic.
Yeah, it's rush hour and... it's about a 40-minute drive there and a 40-minute drive back.
Maybe, if you're lucky. It could be worse.
It could be worse. It definitely could be worse. And we already went to two places that didn't want any of our stuff. And, there's a third option.
Yeah. It was, do we want to be humbled again? I personally, I don't. Not today. Maybe in a few days. Maybe in a few days. I mean, well, it's time to... For me, I'm sort of just like, maybe I should just like cut my losses. I've come to terms with a few of my pieces that it's just time to give them to Goodwill. It's time to give them to Goodwill. However...
Goodwill is full for the day. So all of this... our plan was that we were going to go to these places and then at the end of the day, anything we didn't sell, we were going to give to Goodwill. But... we just called two Goodwills, and they're like, our bins are full. We're not accepting any new donations.
So, yeah, we have struck out, I think, a few times now. I'm so proud of us for trying, Jackie. We sold some stuff. I'm exhausted. I'm really tired. I feel like even though we didn't do that much, I'm... really pooped. How are you feeling?
I'm tired. So what I've decided to do, though, was literally as I'm sitting here, I'm setting up a ThredUp account where you just send everything in. They may consign something or they'll donate it. And I still have to go to Goodwill because there's a lot of, I have a suitcase I'm donating as well. But, for the clothes that I really felt were going to sell, I'm just going to send them to ThredUp and give it one more go to make a little bit of money.
I think that's smart, especially for what you have. I think, ThredUp isn't something I've talked a lot about on here. The pandemic hit and they stopped accepting a lot of pieces. But I've sent two bags to ThredUp before and both of them have had some successes. And I feel like maybe ThredUp is a little more... in our age range. I feel like that's a great place to go if you work in an office, you need some business casual clothes. I think it's, it has a wider selection. It has some casual clothes, it has workout clothes, but it also has business casual. And it has some party dresses. So I think ThredUp is going to be a great thing for you to try. And how it works is they send you a bag, you put everything into the bag. And then once they get the bag and go through it, they tell you what they're going to try to sell, what they're going to list online. And then everything else, they donate, And I think that's beautiful. So Maybe I'll do it too. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it. What's the worst? I'm planning on donating, I think, a lot of pieces. But I'm definitely feeling uncool. I'm feeling unfashionable and pretty uncool right now. But I did buy some things, so maybe I can be cool again?
I think you're cool. I think, like, the world of reselling is harder than it seemed at the beginning of the day.
It really took a lot out of me.
I honestly, like, you know, I had some things in there that are just, like, very easy pieces, and I was surprised that they didn't sell. Also, I thought they would maybe just sell them for, like, a few bucks, but the truth is that the secondhand business is a business, and they're not going to take shirts, even if they're new with tags, that they don't think will sell. And it's, like, up to these random people at this place, and, you know, did I love the guy at the first place? We know the answer is no. Did I love the woman at the second place? Again, I feel like she had a different style than me. But look, here we are. We're going to try one more time at ThredUp. I still have some things on my Poshmark. I still am going to sell some stuff at The RealReal. I'm not going to let these things sit in the closet just because they don't have the value that I thought they might have to the outside world. And also, I feel very excited that you've taken a couple of my dresses.
Oh my gosh. I promise to treat them with so much love and respect and to take you out to dinner while I wear one of them so that you can enjoy it. I'm definitely... This experience has reminded me, like, I need to remember this experience when I buy clothes. Because there is something in my head where I'm like, well, if I don't love this dress, I can just sell it at a crossroads. I can just resell it. But it's a lot easier said than done. Some people, I think, are really good at it. And, you know, sometimes you just don't do so hot. And today, I didn't do so hot, but I could have done worse. I really, like, the first place, I was expecting to sell nothing, and they bought, like, a couple. One of the things they bought, I purchased from a Crossroads half on sale. It was on sale. When something on Crossroads goes on sale, it just goes 50% off. I bought it probably last February. I wore it a few times, and then I realized when I went through my closet recently that it was a redundancy. It was a dress really similar to, like, two other dresses that I had. So they bought it. They probably bought it for the same, yeah, they bought it for the same amount that I sold it for. So, you know, that worked out. But that's not the majority of the things that I own. And I think maybe the moral of the story here is I should start buying less so I have to worry about reselling less. Could that be it, Jackie?
I don't know.
Jury's out, folks. Jury's out.
You know what? This was a really fun activity. I had a nice time spending the day with you, and I'm glad that you were there to support me through this deeply emotional
time. I'm glad, you know, it was fun doing this with through a different lens of, you know, trying to maximize the most I got out of my bag of clothes. And now I think I'm more ready than normal just to give a bunch of my leftover stuff to Goodwill or give it to other people.
Yeah, I was trying to sell one of the dresses you liked this morning, and now you're just going to have to take it home.
I'm just going to have to take it home. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, I think I ended up with more things than I got rid of, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. They're all, you know, I'm making sure things don't end up in the landfill, and that's what matters.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for coming on this journey. I'm sorry we promised.
We made a lot of promises we didn't exactly fulfill, but if you know anything about LA traffic, I really think you'll understand.
Yeah, it's true. It's just so gosh darn annoying, but thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode edits together well and sounds almost like true crimey, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. It'll be an experiment. I'll enjoy listening to it, and I'm guessing if you made it this far, you didn't hate it either?
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Akshay, our producer, and thank you to Genevieve Vincent, who created our beautiful intro and outro music. And thank you to you. Please follow us at Instagram at Why Did I Keep This? And, you know, tell all your friends, like, and subscribe. Talk soon.
Bye.